The following is an interview with Denis Ouellette, a representative with Teamsters Local 106, the union representing school bus drivers in the region who have been on strike since May 1st. Ouellette gave an update on the situation as it stands Wednesday, May 24th. So I understand you guys had a meeting there fairly recently. Can you tell me how exactly it went there?
Yeah, we had a meeting. We had actually two meetings yesterday. We had one yesterday morning with Autobus Campo. In the conciliation process with the Minister of Labor of Quebec, because there was like a conciliatrice nominated in that dossier with that employer to try to resolve. So it was like a joint demand from the union and the employer to participate in that process to come to an agreement. And yesterday when we got to the bargaining table, the employer, Autobus Campo, just put on the table the same offer that was refused in April by all the drivers from Autobus Campo. So the conciliatrice told them that, asked them why they didn't have a new offer to make, and they said, "We don't have that kind of money to meet the demands of the drivers, and that's all we can afford." So the process of the conciliation was an agreement from both parties, just stopped there. It lasted around maybe two and a half hours. So we began at 9:30 yesterday morning, and almost at noon, it was over. So it was a very disappointing process. Because we thought that the employer would come back to the bargaining table with something more substantial to propose, but they've put on the table the same offer that was rejected like more than a month ago by the drivers. So for us, it's unacceptable, and we feel that the employer, Autobus Campo, and even Sogesco with Bigra and Autobus La Salle agreed to participate in that process just to diminish the political pressure that is coming from the Minister of du Travail, Ministry of Labor, from the province of Quebec, because we know that there is a lot of political pressure to have this negotiation resolved with all the different companies in the region of Outaouais. But for sure, it will not end this week because there's no date scheduled for further meeting between the union and the employer. Okay. So the conciliatrice will make report to her bosses and to the Ministère du Travail, saying that the different school bus companies don't have nothing new to put on the table. So they came back to the bargaining table with nothing. So yeah, it's very disappointing, and the drivers are very frustrated about that.
So you said it was that was Campo. Was it the same case with Sogesco? Did you have a separate meeting with them?
Yeah, because yesterday morning it was with Autobus Campo. So we had that meeting in person. So, you know, all the negotiating teams, all the union rep were there with me, the conciliatrice was there, the boss of Autobus Campo were there in person. So for sure it created like some expectation from on behalf of the different driver, and it's compressible because, you know, it's a joint demand, so everybody was hoping that something would move from either side. But nothing happened, and because the employer just said, no, my previous offer stands. And with Autobus, La Salle, and Bigra, we had a virtual meeting last night at 6 o'clock. It was only me, the conciliatrice, and the representative of Sogesco, who was there. And we had, like, a frank conversation about that process, and I've asked, you know, the representative of Sogesco, because I was having in my mind, you know, what happened earlier that day. with Campo, and I've asked her. I said, "Are you coming to the bargaining table with something in your pocket, a new mandate, or do you have nothing else to propose besides, you know, what was rejected already?" And she told us, "I've got nothing new to propose." So I said, "Okay, if you have nothing new to propose, there's no point to schedule, you know, a meeting with the union rep and the conciliatrice, because we will just have a coffee and you will tell us, oh, I've got nothing new. So if you have nothing new, why did you agree to that process?" And yeah, so all the talk about, you know, we don't have enough money for the different contract we have with the different school boards and blah, blah, blah. And we're having some talks maybe with the government. So we feel a little bit that we are being used as leverage between the different companies and the government for them to give more money to the company. So it's very sad. It's a sad situation. So yeah, that's where we are.
From what I've gathered from their claim, they're saying that the contracts in the Uduay specifically are different than some of their contracts elsewhere. What do you make of that claim, and what do you think they're alluding to here?
What we know is that when there was the negotiation last summer with the different school boards and the transportation transportation companies and the government, we know that the region of Outaoué and the Eastern Townships didn't receive the same amount as Montreal and those bigger area and other places in the province. So they didn't get the same amount of money. They got less. But what I told them is, if last summer you were at the bargaining table with the government and the school boards, and you knew at that time that you didn't have enough money, why didn't you continue your presentation and your negotiation with the government? So why did you accept to come back to work to provide transportation? Because I don't know if you remember, Caleb, but at the beginning of the school year in September, the transportation was delayed, I think, for 1 week or 10 days, because the different companies couldn't get to an agreement with the school board and the minister. So I've told them, you should have, you know, stay on point and maintain your position and get what you deserve. So you accepted some conditions that were clearly unacceptable, and now we are paying the price. You know, the kids are paying the price, the parents, the school bus drivers are paying the price. Because of what? Because now you're trying to get more money. This is what we understood from this situation. So, yeah, it's very sad. It's very sad. I'm quite frustrated about it.
And what role does the mediator play, and what can they actually do other than just sort of ask you to come back to the table and that sort of thing? What?
You know, the mediator, the only power that they have is to force you to come to a meeting. But they cannot force any settlement, or they cannot... they are there to try to move forward the bargaining process. But for that, they need something to work with. And if the employer comes back to the bargaining table and says, "I've got nothing to work with," the job of the conciliator is impossible, because they have nothing to work with. Because on our part, we are willing to move certain things and compromise on certain things. But the employer is saying, "No, for me, I've offered you a little bit more than 5% increase in salary, and I've got nothing new to offer you." So if the driver accept that offer, they are poorer, because, you know, the cost of living, I think, was 6.8% last year alone in 2022. So if they accept 5% increase, they have lost some pouvoir d'achat, you know, like they're getting poorer. So yeah, it's a sad situation.
And can you just remind our listeners here exactly what you just said? Their offer is 5% increases, and what you guys were asking for is 15% roughly, as well as a certain length of contract as well, right?
Yeah, we are a little bit under the 15% demand. So yeah, what was offered is a little bit over 5% increase in salary at the signature of the collective agreement. And after that, we are asking for the same amount that they receive as an increase of their contract. But that offer is unacceptable because we know that the different companies receive between 15 and 20%. And in other region, it goes up to 25 and 30% increase in their contract, the value of their contract. So for us, 5%, a little bit less, a little bit more than 5% for us is unacceptable.
And so what exactly does that mean as far as, I know you can't, it's hard to get an average on the average bus driver's salary, but you said it's something along the lines of 20-ish, 23 an hour or something along those lines?
Yeah, the school bus driver, they earn roughly $20,000 a year. So they're a little bit more than $20 an hour. So, but they only work 20 hours a week. So how can you live on those kind of wages? Because, you know, there are split shifts. Some drivers have to find a job between the runs. It's a complicated situation.
Yeah, I've spoken with a few parents around here, and it seems like they're getting more and more just sort of resigned to the fact that this is probably going to end to close out the school year and that there's going to be difficulties getting kids to school with exams and that kind of thing. So do you anticipate any movement here going forward? I guess it's hard to say, but...
It's hard to say at this point because everything could go very quickly, but I don't know. I don't know. For me, I'm trying to stay positive in that process, but with what I experienced yesterday, and there's only 4 more weeks of school, I hope someone is going to do an intervention from the government to force a settlement before the end of the school year. But I'm getting more and more pessimistic about it.
And by force a settlement, do you mean like change the government's contract with the companies or force you guys to arrive at some kind of agreement? How does that...
But from what we heard, I think there are some talks between the different transportation companies and the government to maybe increase or get more money for the region of Outaouais. I think this is what I've come to comprehend from the meeting yesterday. But something needs to happen quickly because, it's exam season. It's the end of the school year trips for the kids. And none of that is going to happen for some kids who are unable to get to school and that won't be able to go on field trips with the different schools and the friends at school. So, yeah, it's a sad situation.
Didi, I want to thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Caleb.